From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. captures key suspect in 2012 Benghazi-Libya attack. Syrian conflict threatens regional war. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United States captured a key suspect in the 2012 attack on the consulate in Benghazi, Libya. They killed Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. The Pentagon says a special operations unit arrested Ahmed Abu Qatala Sunday near Benghazi. He's reportedly being held in a U.S. naval ship for interrogation and will be flown to the United States for trial in a civilian court on murder charges. President Obama says he gave the green light for the operation to capture Qatala. He said the alleged terrorist will now face the full weight of the American justice system. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says urgent assistance is clearly required in Iraq, but is not providing details on any U.S. assistance. During a visit to Brazil Tuesday, Vice President Biden also said Iraqis must pull together to end sectarian violence. Iraqi officials say at least 44 prisoners died in a militant assault on a prison in the city of Baquba. Reports differ as to whether the militants or security officials killed the detainees. Delegates from Iran and six world powers are meeting in Vienna to work out a deal aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for a lifting of UN and Western sanctions. The parties face a July 20th deadline for a final agreement or risk the possibility the talks could be extended and get tougher. Last month's negotiations ended in stalemate. UN investigators are warning the Syrian conflict is threatening the entire region. Lisa Schlein has details.
The latest report documents the extent and violence of the abuse and suffering being endured by the Syrian people after more than 3 years of war. It also warns what had been a localized state war can no longer be contained. The UN Commission of Inquiry says the most dangerous aspect of these developments is the rise of the sectarian threat. It considers this a direct consequence of the dominance of extremist groups like the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant. The report describes targeting of civilians and indiscriminate attacks on civilian and protected objects. The commissioners say a political solution is the only way to end the war, but they note the warring parties are under the illusion they can win a military victory. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone Tuesday with his Ukrainian counterpart, Petro Poroshenko, about a possible ceasefire in southeastern Ukraine. No details were released, but Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Mr. Putin also voiced concerns over the deaths Tuesday of two Russian state journalists near the Ukrainian city of Luhansk. Reports say the journalists died when their car was hit by mortar fire near the rebel-held city. Ukrainian authorities say an explosion on a pipeline carrying Russian gas to the rest of Europe might have been an act of terrorism aimed at undermining Ukraine's reputation as a reliable conduit for energy supplies. There were no injuries. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court is asking the UN Security Council to take action to help see that individuals indicted in war crimes cases in Sudan's Darfur region are delivered to The Hague for prosecution. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
Chief Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda told the 15-nation council Tuesday that in the almost 10 years since the council first referred the situation in Darfur to the International Court, grave crimes still continue unabated because perpetrators think they are safe from arrest and prosecution.
What is needed is a dramatic shift in this council's approach to arresting Darfur suspects.
The court has issued warrants for four individuals: Ahmed Haroun, Ali Kusheib, Abdulrahim Hussein, and Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Mr. Bashir faces the gravest charges: war crimes, crimes against humanity, and orchestrating genocide in Darfur. All four, however, have eluded arrest. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is rejecting claims that Somali militants were behind attacks in a coastal town that killed more than 60 people this week. In a nationwide broadcast Tuesday, the Kenyan leader put the blame for the attacks in Empeketoni on domestic operatives. He said the violence was well-planned and politically motivated. Militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attacks that killed 50 in Empeketoni on Sunday and 15 others in a nearby village Monday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.